My God, I hate this song.
So welcome to our show. Middle D already like knows it, that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
God, I hate that thing. Mr. Big Willie, how you doing this morning, sir?
Busy. I'm down here with a bunch of the guys that ICE are looking for in D.C., unloading some construction stuff for AI data centers they're building down here. It's been a rough morning, actually. I've been moved like 6 times because nobody speaks English. I had to get my Google Translator out to talk to the safety guy and then figure out where I was going. And you have to text to talk so they can read it. And, it's been a whole ordeal down here.
My goodness. This is Washington, D.C. This is our nation's capital. And you're telling me there are people there that don't speak English?
You got to get a whole lot of them. Trust me. I think I had my black jacket on this morning. I was standing by the guard shack with my reflective on, and they were all looking real funny.
Looking real funny? What does that mean? Like they're like from
looking funny. They was hoping it wasn't ice.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, me and the other driver were standing there, and they were crawling up looking. There's probably 200 people working here, but they're building just on this one job site. They got 5 or 6 of them, but the product actually is coming local from up by Canton there, Massillon, Ohio. So they just hired a bunch of people and they started this big company up, and it's in-ground concrete, fiber optic cable, electric cable holders. They got a bunch of, it looks like Legos, but the pieces you stick together would be on the end, and then they got PVC pipe running through them, probably about 12 holes. And they're able to stick them together and everything's smooth underground, and it keeps all the heat in. There's no fire hazard, no nothing, and they can run all the cables they want through them.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. Are you saying that this company is foreign-owned and has hired foreign workers?
No, it's not foreign-owned. It's Benchmark's a company.
Do they hire foreign workers and that don't speak English?
When I used to live down here, it was the same way. They don't bother them down here. Right on the outskirts in Virginia and Alexandria and all that, Fredericksburg, Stafford, Fairfax. When I lived down here, it's probably been 15 years ago or something now, they actually built buildings because you could go, like when I moved down here, my brother moved, you can go up to the 7-Eleven in certain towns and just pick out 5 guys, 6 guys and say, I need help moving. They just jump in the car with you.
All right. Well, okay, but I need you to focus. I need you to focus on this important question. Are you saying that this business now is hiring illegals, that they don't speak English?
I don't know if they hired them, but they're working. So I guess they are, and I don't know if they're illegal, but they don't speak English.
Well, if you see something, say something. That's what President Trump is telling us, and Kristi Noem and Bob Harmon or whatever his name is. Why don't you call Department of Homeland Security and ICE and have them come by there and check things out?
I'm sure they come down here. This is probably the hottest spot in the country Mexicans.
Well, then call them instead of just complaining on the radio all the time about the Bangladeshi drivers.
You asked me what I was doing. What was going on.
As soon as you get unloaded, you call ICE, you call DHS, and let them know what kind of situation we have going on down there. You're an eyewitness to this. You talk about this all the time, about these Bangladeshi drivers of these trucks and this, that, and the other, and wash their feet in the sinks at the truck stops and this, that, and the other. Now you have a chance to actually do something, and I'm saying to you, look, you can talk the talk, but here's your chance to walk the walk. Give us a commitment that you're going to call. Okay, as soon as you get unloaded, you're going to call ICE and report them. Is that what you're saying?
No. Hey, anyhow, I was getting cool last night.
What do you mean?
I'm going to tell you how bad it is down here.
No! Why aren't you going to call ICE?
You're interrupting the story.
Why aren't you going to call ICE? Why aren't you going to call them?
Why? Because I don't know who these people are.
Well, you see something, you say something. That's why it's up to them
but
to investigate.
But I'm not going to stir it up.
Oh,
what,
no.
All right, so
oh, God
I
forbid.
I see guys working. What am I going to go, hey, ask them if they're illegal or not, and call ICE on somebody that might be here legally?
You just said they don't speak English.
Possibly something happened you to just, or something. It doesn't make sense.
You just said they don't speak English. What does that tell you?
But that
they look like,
tell me they're illegal.
You just told us that they look nervous because they thought you were ICE.
Right.
Well,
they're looking at me, but that doesn't mean they're illegal.
Well, that's why you've got...
That does not mean they're illegal.
I can't...
They could be here on a work visa.
You're a liberal. You're a liberal. I knew it. You're a liberal. You're just pretending to be a...
I'm just saying the truth. If I see something for sure, then that's fine, but... I don't know for sure. It's none of my business.
They look nervous.
It is when they hurt my family.
You just said they look nervous.
This is seven hours away from my house, so they can do whatever the heck they want down here.
Oh, my God. This is our nation's capital. Big Willie is there. You're not going to defend our nation's capital against these illegals? You're not going to turn them in? Shame on you. Shame on you.
Hey, so, well, you can call, too. You know where I'm at. I'll send you the address. Call them. Record the conversation. I can see what they say. Maybe you get $10 a person.
God, I'm sorry, how much? I can get $10 a person? Is that what you said?
Yeah, probably about 10 bucks a person. Oh. I think that's what it is now, isn't it?
I didn't know there were bounties.
So, yes. I got my fuel company, I get on my car, they got a new place we can go called Corals. And I stopped up here in Alexandria and fueled up. And last night, there's a big sign. And you see me complaining about all the Bangladeshis and all the Punjabs or whatever. They got a huge sign sticking up that says, please do not use diesel fuel or DEF fluid to wash your vehicles.
Oh, God, jeez. Are you serious?
I'm 100%, swear to God, all my kids, serious, that they got a sign up. It says, do not use diesel fuel or DEF fluid to wash your vehicles.
Why would they have that sign?
Because some dummy probably used diesel or fluid to wash their dang vehicle.
But it wouldn't be illegal. Why? But it wouldn't be an illegal because they couldn't read the sign.
Well, I'm sure if they had to put it in every single language, they would have to have one big sign.
Well, if it's in English, it can't be an illegal because they can't read English. It must be an American.
Well, I'm not going to say nothing else about the people that were there last night, but I just say some younger kids in box vans that get hired to deliver products cheaply that probably don't care, and their windshield was probably dirty, and that DEF fluid looks like water, so they probably just sprayed it on there to clean their windshield or worse, to just salt off their vehicle.
Oh, man, you got to call ICE. You've got to call ICE. You got to take the lead here, Mr. Big Willie. You got to take the lead here. It's our nation's capital, for God's sake.
I do have a thing I want to start. Big Willie's beautiful big...
What? Big Willie's beautiful big what?
Big Willie's beautiful big bill.
Big bill. What is that?
Yeah. Well, I want to see if I can get one of these people running for office, and then I can do it. So there's some trucking issues I got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. What trucking issues? Hello? Oh, I think we lost. There you go.
Or something like that.
You're really breaking up. I can't understand what you're saying. What?
Out of sheets, like you're on the interstate and you're driving a tractor trailer, right?
Yeah.
And then you're going down the road and you see sheets or Sunoco sign, and it says fuel 24 hours, and then you'll see sometimes it just puts diesel under there, right?
Yeah.
So in a tractor trailer, if you go and you think there's diesel there, you get off the exit, and then you realize it's just for pickup trucks. Well, there's some areas that you see trucks all the time making the wrong turn or going the wrong place or tearing up people's stuff. Where all they have to do is put a little picture of a semi on there or put a T for truck or something on the signs, and that would prevent a lot of headache, a lot of damage, a lot of insurance claims, tying up the police, stuff like that. So that's one thing that I think that needs to be done that would prevent a lot of headaches, and it's something very simple.
All right.
Very, very simple.
Okay. Hey, by the way, give you a heads up. Your favorite candidate, former state senator Frank Hoagland, who you referred to as Sergeant Slaughter, still has not responded to our request for him to come back on for another debate with Ron Ferguson. Ferguson has already admitted, or excuse me, not admitted, but accepted the invitation. That'll be for, I think, next week. But and we've reached out to former state senator Frank Hoagland, a Navy SEAL, for God's sake, and we can't get any kind of an answer out of him. What am I doing wrong here with this Sergeant Slaughter?
Well, he's not going to come back on.
Why not?
He's not. He's. I think he's running again for some special interest or something. I don't know. This is just my speculation. And if there was anything different and he was truly going there for a reason, I think he would show up and he would have another debate with Ron Ferguson or come back on the show. And if you follow, which I do, I follow all the candidate stuff, you know, Hoagland for whatever. He's got his little website on Facebook or his Facebook page. And somebody's posting his stuff, and he has endorsements from this union. And one thing I'd like to say on that, when these people endorse, say a union hall endorses him, I would like to contact the person who wrote the letter, the union hall, and say, on what grounds are you endorsing him on? What are you standing on? That, you know, why are you supporting him?
Yeah.
You know, just like I said the other day, was why? How much are you worth now compared to when you started? And how did you make millions of dollars if you're a millionaire? Yeah. You know, if you're not a millionaire, then we understand. So same concept. You know, I seen there was another Congress lady or senator or whatever endorsed him too, and then I seen people asking questions on his Facebook page, and he's not answering, he's not responding to anything. He posts something, says something, and then he's out. That's it. So I don't even know if it's actually him doing it, actually posting stuff. So he's probably just calling these people to get their endorsements. But I'd like to know why they're endorsing him, or why they endorse Ron Ferguson, or anybody. You know, so if you're going to throw it out there, didn't just, you know, let's contact him, Dimitri, and see why. Because you know the guy, or what?
I've been reaching out. We've been reaching out to him four or five times now to get an answer if he's going to come on with Ron Ferguson, and nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do here. So if Ferguson comes and sits here, Ferguson comes and sits here, do I need to put another chair here in case Frank Hoagland shows up? And then it'll be an empty chair. It'll be just Ron Ferguson.
Huh? Not only do you need a chair, you also need two bottles of water.
Well, yes, that's right. That's absolutely
Johnny
right.
Johnny had to bring you water.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a really good guest, I mean, you could probably take and have two things of Neutrogena cream air for him.
You know, I'm telling you, this is very good for the skin. This is very, very good for the skin. The skin is the largest organ in the human body, and you got to take care of it, and
right.
I do. So there.
Did
and
you bring
my chapstick.
Vapor rub also?
It's in the other room. I've got the Vicks vapor rub in the other room. Hey, very quickly, we're almost out of time. What did you think of the interview? Did you hear it this morning?
What's that?
No. You weren't listening this morning? You weren't listening to my live exclusive interview with Riley Watkins?
Well, wait. Teach from somebody.
What? You're breaking up again.
I was running for an interview about running for it. I would sure know what the people I'm running against stand on things. I know what the state tax rates are. If he's all about businesses, it seems, you would have to know how much money the state takes in on the taxes and should know what is spent. So we wanted him to clear up the question, what do you mean by balancing the books? And they said, what an Acelero's hat. So I'm just saying, that's the message I got. So apparently that answers it. Another person come in, and apparently they didn't... they wasn't ready for the Dimitri questioning, but Tyler Falk Auctions, FAULK.